Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the references that I make to you all. or if you are computer savvy, like most of you young people, as well as some of you older people like me, I need to get a computer class and try to remember everything that is taught to me. But I, because of my age, I don't feel like it. So I want you, if that's what you want to do, you get your notebook and notepads information down. So let me tell you about this our next holiday. Excuse me, I have the belt. It's the day of Pentecost. We're celebrating the gathering of our fresh fruits. It's the smallest holiday. And so it will be on May the 31st. We have about 2 weeks before we get ready to celebrate the first celebration of gaining the smaller of the harvest first fruits. That's what we're getting ready for in about 2 weeks. Excuse me, Chief. I didn't mean to call, but I had to. Now, let me start reading to you from Exodus 20, verses 3 through 17. First commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What are your other gods? Is it drinking? Is it dope? Other women or other men or both? What is it, your other God, before him? You are not to have any other gods, no other gods before me. That's the first commandment. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto you any graven image, any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities are sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. I'm reading to you. Plus, he told us, if we love him, we would keep his commandments. And you'll find that in John chapter 14, verses 15. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So, don't misuse the name of our Father in heaven or curse him. You know, sometimes we'll say, God, thou, we shouldn't say that, those things. You're taking his name in vain. That's what I think. The fourth commandment is the big one. You are Constantine Christian. And I got this from a fella named Big Judah. He says, I listen to his program all the time on YouTube. And I picked that up. He is a very smart and knowledgeable person. So you listen to him. I think he will try to tell you truth as much as he knows it, as well as I would tell you as much of the truth as I know it. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. The Sabbath is Saturday. And most people will have you try to sell things, have you working on Saturdays, but that's the Sabbath day. You are to keep it holy and rest. Thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy man servant, nor thy maid servant, nor the cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth and the seas and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means, another word is holy. He made the seventh day holy. The seventh day, for those who do not know, is Saturday. The fifth commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, that their days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. I once heard the preacher say he believes that more women are going to miss heaven by having abortion. Thou shalt not kill. That's the sixth commandment. Even though your government says that you can have an abortion, if you have had one, ask God for forgiveness. Repent. Say that you're sorry. And do not do it again. And try to follow his commandments. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And that means to be faithful to your spouse, male. Be faithful to your wife, and wife, be faithful to your male. It does not say same sex. Those who are in same sex, God will pass his judgment on you. And I will suggest that you read Leviticus around chapter 18 and 19. It will tell you that men should not go with men, and women should not go with women. How can you procreate? A woman and a woman cannot have a child. A man and a man. I heard another preacher said he did not make Adam and Steve. He did not make a man from a man. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. So I'll say this. Do not lie on your neighbor. And the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means to be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, or his maidservant or his ass. And an ass is another word for donkey. Nor anything that is your neighbor's. And now I have said the Ten Commandments to you all, and hopefully you were listening. Now I am going to pick up in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29. That's where I left off last Tuesday. And of course, I am pronunciating some of these words because I don't know them. I will try to pronunciate them correctly as much as I can. But if I cannot, I will maybe spell them out to you so that you can write them down. And I want you to read what I am reading. I want you to read along with me. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29 is where I am about to pick up. And then I will go to 2 Samuel chapter 16. So let us start reading 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 29. Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem and carried there. Carried means waited there. And David went up to ascent of Mount Olivet. That means that David went up to Mount Olivet and wept as he went up, and he had heard all of the people that was with him covered, every man as his head. They went up weeping as they went up, saying, Ahithophel, that's spelled Ahithophel, is among the conspirators with Absalom. That's why David was crying. Absalom is David's son trying to overthrow him. But as we read along, we are going to find out what had happened. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mountain where he worshiped God, behold, Hershel, that's spelled H-R-C-H-T-I-E, came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. See, he put dust on his head. He put earth on his head. Unto whom David said, it will pass again. Unto whom David said, if thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city, and said unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, and I have been thy father's servant hit too. So will I now also be thy servant for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel, that's spelled Ahithophel. And hast thou not there? Let me read verse 35 again. And thou hast there with Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Therefore it shall be that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Both, behold, they have here with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, M-A-A-Z, and Zadok's son, and Jonathan's Abiathar son. And by them ye shall send unto me everything that you can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. So I want you to understand what's going on. David's son, Absalom, is being trying to take over. He wants to be the king. So David is running from Absalom. And let's read on and see if we will understand what's going to happen. Let's start reading in chapter 16. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, spelled Z-I-M-A, the servant of Mephibosheth, that's spelled M-E-P-H-I-B-S-O-H-E-P-H, met him with asses. Asses mean donkeys, saddle, and up on them 200 loaves of bread and 100 bushels of raisins, and he and 100 of the summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Ziba, what meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruits that the young men to eat, and the wine such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, and where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he Jerusalem, for he said, today shall be the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my fathers. Then said the king to Ziba, behold, thine are all that pertaineth unto Mizpah. That's P-H. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee, I may find grace in thy sight. May my Lord, O King. He's talking about David, King David. And when King David came to Bahurim, that's spelled B-A-H-U-R-I-M, behold, this came out a man of the family of Saul's house, whose name was Shimeah. That's spelled S-H-I-M-E-I, the son of Gera. That's spelled G-E-R-A. He came forth and cursed till as he came. So remember, if you can, Shimeah, S-H-I-M-E-I, one of King Saul's family members, came out from Gera, G-E-R, and cursed King Saul as he came. And he cast stones at David, and went all the servants of King David. He throws stones at him. All the people, the mighty men, were on his right hand and on his left hand. So I want you sheep to know that some people did not like David, but he did not retaliate after this person. He just let him be. And thus said Shimeah, when he cursed, "Come out, come thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial," that's spelled B-E-L-A-E-L, Belial, "the Lord has returned unto thee all the blood of the house of Saul, and who said, thou hast reigned, and the Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hands of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man." Then said Abishan, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, the son of Zeruiah, that's spelled Z-E-R-U-I-A-H, unto the king, "Why should this dog curse my lord the king? Let me go, pray thee, and take off his head." And the king said, "What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so?" Let me read verse 10 again in your hearing. Hopefully you will understand. And the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so?" And David said unto Abishai, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, and all his servants, "Behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels seeketh my life. How much more, how may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord him. That means the Lord has told him to do that. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will requite me. Requite means to repay me or recompense me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei, Shimei, went along on the hillside over against him and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him and cast dust. See, I hope you see I'm learning something. 40 years, and I was in the Baptist church. This was never told to me. I'm telling it to you. That's why my Father in heaven told me years ago to feed his sheep. And I think he's allowing me to do it, no matter what I can't sometimes pronunciate all the names in the Bible correctly, but perhaps you see again, verse 14, and the king and all the people which were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass when Hushai, that's spelled H-U-S-H-A-R-O, spelled A-R-C-H-I-T-E, David's friend, was come along unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king, And Absalom said to Hushai, is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why winnest thou not with thy friend? And Hushai said unto Absalom, nay, but whom the Lord, all the people, all the men of Israel, choose his will I be, and will he will abide. Let me read verse 18 again. And Hushai said unto Absalom, nay, but whom the Lord and his people and all the men of Israel choose his will I be, so with him will I abide. And again, whom shall I save? Should I serve here the presence of his son, as I have served in his father's presence? So will I be in thy presence. Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, give counsel among you what we will do. And Absalom said unto Absalom, go thy way to thy father's concubine, which he has left, to keep the house. And all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred, that means hated, of thy father. Then shall the hand of all that are with thee be strong. Spread Absalom's tent upon the hill of the house, and Absalom went in unto his father's concubine in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired the oracle of God. So was the counsel of Ahithophel from both with David and Absalom, that in the reading of chapter 16. So I hope that you understand that you can't trust anyone. That's what I am getting out of verse chapter 16. So let me tell you, see, before I say a closing prayer, I want you, see, to try and remember as well as you can what our fathers our Father in heaven have told you today. I want you, see, to read chapter 2 Samuel, chapter 17 and 18, so that you can have a better understanding, as well high and lifted up by my nephew and his friend of college over at Columbia College in Chicago. They made this song, High and Lifted Up. Go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase that record. They are great musicians. They can play the guitars and the organ. Let's have a closing prayer before I go off the air. Our Father in heaven, thank you for finding us, your lost sheep, and protecting us from all forces of evil that Satan and his hate constantly. In Yeshua's name, we thank you for that. And Father, thank you for giving me the strength to come to you. And let me say, I thank the caller, Daniel, out of New York, for calling and talking with me. He and his friends are supposed to listen to me today, and I'm thankful for that. I hope that they will learn something. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back next time. Now I'm going to leave you all with this song. own. Read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, where it says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they reject the knowledge.
Father,
I will reject them.
Help your children.
Also, I want you to
don't let them fall. By the side,
chapter 2
of the road,
verse 15, where it says,
listen, Jesus,
this child of food,
to love one another,
rightly divided.
That heaven might find a place in their heart. Down. And I know
I want you to reach it, Captain.
Forever in my heart.
On Tuesdays at 11,
we've got to walk on.
Friday,
walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. Jesus.